Okay. We are live.
And
That's the first time I heard that we are being recording pod. Yeah, we'll learn this software. So,
a case study of starting podcasting.
yeah.
Test, test, test.
This is too funny. So,
We could be like the Geekcast guys and just talk about nothing.
Yeah, so how hot is it in Vegas today?
It is right now 107.
107. That ain't bad.
No, unless you go outside on the patio without shoes on, and then it's kind of not a very good thing to do.
Wow, you might have just developed a new affiliate marketing product.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool slippers.
They would sell very well here. Gel, cool gel slippers that keep your feet cool. Because
Right.
if your feet are cool, the rest of your body is going to be cool. Somebody actually twittered today that they had jelly sandals at one time that melted when they were at Disneyland.
No way.
Melted on the sidewalk.
I guess you're kind of screwed if that happens to you because you don't even have other shoes with you.
Exactly.
That's too funny. Well, it was about 95 degrees here today. And it's still about 95 degrees in my house.
Open the windows, turn on a fan.
I can't.
Oh wait, that uses electricity.
I came home and walked right into this podcast thing and didn't even get a chance to open a window yet. But that's okay. So, speaking of podcasting, how about that podcasting thing that we went to? What was it called?
PodCamp New York City.
Ah.
They just finished having PodCamp Ohio, and they're planning PodCamp Boston in August. They actually license out their PodCamp
Name?
name for various groups, and they have restrictions that you can't charge over a certain amount of money, and that you need to follow their rules for organizing and have free content.
Okay. So you need to find a confusing college where you don't know where the classes are, upstairs, downstairs, other building.
It was free space. You take what you can get.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe we should, next time they come to New York, we should open up a thing called Map Camp and sell maps to all the places that podcast classes are going to be.
Very good. Very good.
We might make a
We make a
fortune.
fortune.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, the one thing that they did at Podcast Camp Ohio that was really interesting, and it's actually available online, is they had one of the guys that's actually one of the main organizers. On his computer, he had a broadband card, and he broadcast from his laptop, not like some of the other people, like Pistachio, that broadcasts via their camera.
Right.
He actually carried his laptop from place to place and was broadcasting via his laptop, and then he would turn it around so you could see what the current presentation was about and hear the questions and answers and watch what was going on. It was pretty interesting.
Okay. I liked what Pistachio was doing in the room because you could always go back later and see it, you know,
Right.
where it was
Well,
stored that.
the ones that Chris did, I think, are also stored. So we just have to go back to his. Actually, it wasn't Chris. I'm sorry. It was the gentleman from Hawaii
Yeah,
whose name is escaping me. Todd. Todd.
I watched about 5 minutes of that, and then my computer crashed, and I lost the link. I never bothered looking back up because it was time to go to bed.
Right.
So,
Well, I'm pretty sure he said there was an archive, so.
gonna have to go back and check that out.
One of the sessions was really cool too, because it was a get up and tell about your widget or your podcast tool or your program, and everybody got supposedly 5 minutes. Most of them took 5 to 10 minutes, and you got to get up there and just talk about it. And there were some really interesting things that got talked about. There's a blogging platform other than WordPress that was talked about. However, when you go to their website, there's a database failure to the connection. So they weren't quite ready for prime time yet.
That's not a good sign. I changed my article pages today for one of my main sites, a new template. I designed it quickly on the fly.
Okay.
And a little bit part of my A-B testing that's going to happen in the next month or so. But for me to make a major change like that, it's... I just wanted to tell you that because...
You don't usually do things like that.
No.
You like things to be nice and stable.
Right.
No big changes. Is it on a site that's similar to another site? So that's how you're going to A-B test, or?
No. It's going to be an A-B-C test because the A-B is already live on a site. I'm just going to make some pages with the new C design.
Okay.
And see how it works out. But very different from what I normally do.
Okay. There are some New York affiliates that need to have some ABC testing now, because I was on the phone with Melly for a while today, and because she's losing a lot of her toy merchants, and she had built a site about kids and with a lot of content that's all about kids and what kids can do. She's to the point where she literally has to just swap out and start using AdSense. And she's seeing some conversion, but she also needs to figure out how to optimize and, you know, where to put the links. And
well, optimizing AdSense. AdSense is pretty easy.
Well, for somebody like you that knows how to do it, you know, for somebody new, they just, you know, where do they stick the block? And does it go in the middle of the content? And does it go on the side and at the top?
The idea for the C page actually came from something me and you did the other day with resizing those photos in Photoshop.
Okay.
The dimensions that I set end up being, even though they were used on the blog, that's short, that's not wide as the site I'm going to test it on.
Okay.
The placement of the actual photos is going to be what makes the site, the page different.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, because you got to give the people what they want.
Yep.
Speaking of AdSense, whenever you go to like a Yahoo News or something like that, you ever notice on the bottom sponsored listings?
Mm-hmm.
They put it on the bottom. Do you know why?
Because when you're done reading, you need to go find more information?
Exactly. So I've been noticing a lot more of my pages with the AdSense on the bottom actually converting very highly. Yeah. Which makes sense, because if you got quality content on the site, the people got to go somewhere.
People are going to read it.
Right.
They're going to read it, and they're going to go to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's less obtrusive that way. So the banner blindness problem goes away.
Pretty much.
Hopefully.
I noticed it because of the forum post on NY Falcon. You know how I have the last post always.
Right.
An ad. And I've noticed it, and I'm reading the post through the forums, and I almost clicked on my own ads. I says, wow. You know, if it almost worked on me, it must be working you know?
Well, and I'm noticing that Google is starting to get a lot more targeted again. So that's why, you know, like you said, you'll be looking through your own site and you'll go, oh, I want to see that. Oh, wait, I can't click that myself. I will have to wait and check that out later.
Yeah. So ABC testing. I like taking it up a notch to something different, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure we're going to have to do a whole podcast about how the results are on that.
Yes, and how people can set up their own, because that's something a lot of people hear about and they kind of know, but they don't really know, and they don't know how to implement it and get the different pages so that they can get some good quality data about it.
I bet you there's a lot of affiliates that don't even use a template page when they're making their websites.
You think? I
Yeah,
think pretty much most of them have some kind of an outline and they just drop it in.
well, the serious ones do, but newbies probably
They
just
just
go
make a page and pop it up.
file new page, file new
Yeah.
page.
Well, you know what? And you're right, because there are a lot of sites out there. I run a directory site and people submit their sites to me for inclusion. And there's a lot of sites out there that when you click on one page, you have one design. You click on another page, you get another design. So you're right. They're doing file new and they're like, oh, well, this page would look better, with flowers as the template. And this other page looks better with geometric patterns as the template. And they don't realize that they're confusing people.
Yeah, and then the third page has music. That drives me up the wall.
Oh, usually that's right at the top of the homepage. What really kills me are the sites that have the music in the header, and or no, not even music, but like a welcome message.
Yeah.
And when you click to the second page, the welcome message starts again. It
No way.
doesn't know that you already did it. Oh yeah, I went to a site like that, and I'm like, you already said welcome. Shut up. Same message repeating over and over again. So there's another podcast. How to effectively use audio on your website.
It's called Not at All.
Not at all. Only with a click to play button.
Right.
Only with a click to
I'm
play.
sitting here listening to the best of Van Halen. The last thing I want to hear is some orchestra music going on.
Right.
That'll scare you. So, all right, I guess it's about time we wrap this up.
Yeah, I was going to say this is like probably at the end of our time. So
It's been
that was
12
fun.
it's been 12 minutes already.
Wow. Very cool.
We definitely need to set an agenda, though.
Yes. Well, this is the introductory test it and see how it works. And future podcasts will all have a topic and we'll take questions from people on the NY Falcon Forum.
Wow. Sounds like a plan.
I'm good at making plans.
Do you know what we didn't do on this podcast?
We didn't introduce ourselves.
This could be the no name podcast.
Exactly.
And if we
We'll
keep this
let people figure out who we are.
if we keep this up, we could talk bad about everybody.
And no one will know who's
And nobody know
talking
who's
bad.
talking. Well, I don't know about that. I think they've pretty much figured that out very quickly.
Yeah, I think we both have fairly distinctive voices, you more than me.
What are you talking about?
Well, this is Loxley saying good night.
I think I might want to remain anonymous.
You already said the NY Falcon Forum, darling. You've got it. Everybody knows.
Didn't say it, you said it.
No.
All right. Well, it was fun talking to you.
All right, until next time.
Okay, bye.
Bye.